All right. We're going to turn the service over to Brother Rich at this time. And let me say this. I want to say I appreciate Sister Lenora, our missions director here at the church. And she, when we don't have a special visitor, she presents our mission program for us. And we certainly appreciate the work that she's doing here at the church in our missions program. Brother Rich, we have been supporting Brother Rich for many years. He's no stranger to us here. And we're thankful for the opportunity to get to meet Brother Moses and Brother Bearclaw. Brother Rich, come take the service.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord on this Lord's Day. And to know that we're here for one purpose, and that's to lift up the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. I'm glad because I know that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I have no tolerance for other religions. I only believe in one way, one door, and Jesus Christ is that way. It's our privilege to be back with the church here and with Brother and Sister Prescott. And we're so happy to hear about the great outpouring of the Holy Ghost after we had gone from here. And hope I wasn't one who's holding back on that. I was doing my best. And we do appreciate any time I hear of a visitation of the Spirit anywhere. It really blesses my soul. You see, when we are, there may be differences in opinions, in our doctrine, or minute differences in even our dress or some of the other things, but actually, we are laborers together with God. We have one purpose in mind, and that's to make it into heaven and take as many people with us as we possibly can. So I'm so glad to have with me Brother Moses, whose name is actually Crescencio Cardenas. But Moses is so much easier to say. And also, it's so good to be with Brother and Sister Bearclaw. At first, I didn't think I knew them when Brother... I'd heard of them many times, but didn't think I knew them until when Brother Schaefer called me. But actually, I've known them for some time. It just shows you when you get old, you can't remember everybody you meet. And I thought he did a real good job teaching the class today. He did his homework real well. Yes, we could have inserted a lot of questions, but lots of times those questions take you down rabbit trails and you never get back to the lesson. We're trying to cover the eighth chapter of the book of Daniel. And, of course, ninth chapter, well, many places in the book of Daniel refers to the end time. We are headed that way quickly. And regardless of how you might believe on the coming of the Lord, you're safe to stand behind this sacred desk and preach that Jesus is coming soon. I said Jesus is coming soon. And the first thing I want to tell you is... I appreciate the church here. When I first started doing missionary work among the Choco Indians, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, this is one of the first churches that started supporting me in the work, in that particular work. And I really appreciate it. That's been a continuous support. Now, sometimes we get gifts from people, one-time gifts for our mission, and it's really appreciated. We're not saying anything against that, but you know, when you have obligations and you have, like at this present time, I have 16 pastors. I never say much about this, but I support them every month on a monthly basis. You can really count, if you got churches that you can really count on that's going to help you, then you can continue on with your work in confidence. While working in the country of Panama, and many years ago, around 81, we were helping Sister Gail Myers, San Blas Islands, to get that work for Full Gospel Holiness Missions established with the Kuna Indians. While we were working with her in those San Blas Islands, Someone told me of another tribe of Indians called the Choco Indians that had nobody working with them. Nobody preaching the gospel. A tribe of Indians that were in darkness. And so I began to inquire after receiving such a burden to work with them. I began to inquire about these people. I went to the World Missionary Movement in Panama City, and I asked the brethren there about these people, and here was the report they gave me. They said, "Brother Rich, you will have success with the Kuna Indians, and you'll have some success with the Guaymi Indians, but the Choco Indians are so primitive that you'll have no success. You'll be wasting your time. But what can you do when God puts a burden on your heart? You got to do what God tells you to do." So I was praying about this, and Sister Gail, I asked her if she wanted to get involved in this work, and she said, "No, I already have too much going on already." But she said, "You take your liberty." So I began to search out this group of Indian people. And then someone told me of a woman who Brother Moses will remember well. By her name was Trifina Fay. Recuerdo Hermana Fina. And that she had been with her husband up in this area working for the Panamanian government on the Chagres River. And the Chagres River comes down into a big lake, and that lake feeds the locks at the Panama Canal. And that she had learned she could speak English, she could speak Spanish, and she knew a lot of the Choco Indian dialect, and that she was a Christian woman. At that time, she was not a holiness woman. The first time I preached to her, very few people will do this. Even some right here probably won't do this. But I preached holiness. Sister Fina had on pants. Sorry to tell us, isn't it? Yes. She had on earrings. Yes. Had on makeup. And she told me, "So I never heard nobody preach against that before. Is this wrong?" She said, "I love the Lord." So I just took some time and took my Bible and showed her everywhere makeup was mentioned in the Bible. It was connected with whoredoms and harlotry and different sins. I showed her where jewelry was also the dress of those in the world. She said, "Brother," and I showed her where it was wrong to wear that which pertaineth to men. She said, "You'll never see me like this again." How do you like that? So I asked her, I said, "Well, can you and your husband take me to these Choco Indians?" And I'm going to hurry here because we're going to give Brother Moses lots of time, as much time as we can. And she said, "Yes." And said, "I have a brother, Recuerdo Hermano Chai. Chai is dead now. But said, my brother would like to go too if it's okay. But said, you'll have to pay for renting a boat. You'll have to pay for renting a boat motor and all of this. But we can take you to these people." So I did just that. But as I was praying about this people, I had my Bible open praying, and no idea of going to the 45th chapter of Isaiah. You know how you just happen to open your Bible, and I don't suggest that you preach like that. Just take your Bible and say, wherever it opens, that's where I'm going to preach, because you might be like the guy that was preaching about Judas, where he went out and hanged himself, and then the next portion he turned to was, "Go thou and do likewise." But I opened my Bible, and this was a scripture God gave me in 45th chapter of the book of Isaiah. When I was wondering, should I go to these people who were so primitive? Here's a scripture. God says in 45th chapter of Isaiah, verse 2, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. So we started up that trip up the river, Chagres River, on our way to Lote Dos Sesenta, Lot 260. It was a rough trip. River was up. We'd have to get out of the river and push our boat up over the rapids. We'd have to unload everything, then carry it a ways, then put it back in the boat, get back in, and on and on. And my back got to hurting so bad riding in that little old cayuco. You know what a cayuco is? Nothing but a hewed out log. And we got a 15 horsepower motor on that thing, and we're on our way up the river. And, you know, of course, everything you've got gets wet, including you. But we're on our way to the up the river. And finally, I said to the man, Sister Fina's husband, I said, are we about there? And the reason he knew about this, he worked for civil service there with Panama. And his whole job was to make sure that there was no obstructions in that river so the water could come on down for the locks of the canal. He said, well, preacher, we're about halfway. And boy, I really felt bad then. But after a while, we got up into a beautiful part where beautiful plants, plants that they try to grow around here, elephant ears, they call them. See them big as this pulpit. And all kinds of exotic birds and flowers and monkeys playing in the trees. Oh, incidentally, Brother Moses' favorite food is monkey. That's his favorite food. Favorite meats number two is chicken, but he likes the monkey the best. But anyhow, we saw monkeys playing in trees, and finally we came to the village of the Choco Indians, and I didn't know whether they'd accept me or not. Smaller people. Brother Moses is one of the biggest Choco Indians we've got over there. He is our largest preacher by far. Anyhow, they met me. Men only had on loincloths. Women had no clothes from the waist up. And I told the chief of that village that I had a message from God for his people. Talking through my interpreter, they were idol worshipers. They told me they didn't wear very many clothes. So I had bought as many clothes as I could afford and brought up with me. They were pretty wet, but we handed them out. Sure beat what they had, what they were wearing. And show you how, please, I know Moses can't understand this, but show you how ignorant they was. One man got a shirt. They come to service that day, shirt on, no pants. There ain't nothing about it. That's the kind of people I thought, Lord, what have I got myself into here? And the chief said, yes, if you've got a message from your God. You know, they have gods. They have all kinds of gods. But their gods can't answer prayer.
Right.
And their gods can't save.
Right.
So if you've got a message from your God, you can have your service under my house. Hermano Alonso's papa. And the casa, grande casa, allá en Lote Dos Sesenta. He has the biggest house in that village. And they build their houses up high off the ground. They let us have our service there. No pulpit, no altars, no pews, rolled a few logs in there, no music, no organ, no piano, no guitars. Conditions are not conducive for revival, we don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost
right
before me.
Thank God.
Prepared hearts.
Hallelujah.
Brother Moses knows I'm telling you the truth. I preached. And I looked out there and the old chief was standing out there in his loincloth. And his son, Alonzo, was standing by him listening. And then all of a sudden I looked out and the chief is weeping. And when I gave the invitation, the chief was the first one to come. And then 15 of his people followed, including his son, who is now pastor of that church. And came and accepted the Lord. You talk about a long altar service. You think you had a long one here? How would you like to go down to all these people one by one with an interpreter and tell them how they can be saved from their sin, how that they can accept Jesus Christ, and how it can change their lives one by one. It takes a long time because you didn't have to ask for questions. They had them already. You know, how could this be? Why? Why do we need to do this? And you have to explain to them that they have the sentence of death upon them. And God, who holds all of our breath in His hands, will cast them into hell unless they accept Christ as their Savior. One by one, we had the chief and 15 of his people converted. And I announced 3 hours later I'd be preaching again. Had nothing else to do but preach. So I got introduced to iguana. You know, big long lizards, they have them over in Venezuela, don't they? And all that meat is white meat, just like chicken breast. It's not too bad. And the monkey, I've eaten it too, but I try to stay away from that. Anyhow, I preached 3 hours later, another service. One guy brought some music this time. Somehow he had a 5-gallon plastic bucket. And buddy, you talk about playing it. He was playing that bucket while we were trying to sing those choruses and those songs. And then I gave an invitation. About 14 more came. Hallelujah. And this is where the Choco Indians is that excels any other people I've ever preached to across the world, all the places I've preached. When I gave that second invitation and 14 other people came, those women who was there earlier with no clothes on from the waist up that had received the Lord without anybody preaching, you got to get something on to cover your nakedness. When they come back, no, they were not dressed like Sister Judy. They didn't have those kind of clothes. But they had something wrapped around them to hide their nakedness. Is that God?
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
And then when this other 14 came, those that were converted in an earlier service was up there with me telling the others how they could have Jesus as their Savior. So it became an evident fact that the Lord was going to give me that entire village. I stayed up there about a week, and that's exactly what happened. The Lord gave me the village. For most part, everybody was converted. Some have gone back since then, but for most part, everybody was converted. And we built a church there. That was our first church. And now we're down to this man here, and I'm going to hurry with this and let Brother Bearcloth and Brother Moses come. Later on, they told me about another place up another river. This one river goes this way, this river where Brother Moses lives, back to the left as you enter the lake. And they told me this village was very wicked. A lot of witchcraft where Brother Moses lived, full of voodoo and witchcraft. And, you know, you got to make sure you got God with you to go in those places. You don't want to go. It'll get you the best of us to praying through before we go. I promise you that. I promise you, if you're going to go, you're either a mighty big hypocrite or you're mighty brave or you'll pray through. And I happen to be one of those that prayed through real good. We got up to his village, and right away I met the witch doctor, the main witch doctor, whose name is same as mine, Rich, in Espanol, Rico. And Rico, from the very start, didn't like me. Didn't want me there. I had a service out underneath the trees. Recuerdo, yo predicando la palabra de Dios en arboles aquí. I started preaching under the trees. See, I come out in the church, no church. Just preaching under the trees. But you know what I like about the Holy Ghost? It does work that we cannot even imagine how it works. They started bringing people out of their huts. And they started coming to listen to the word. Moses didn't get saved that day, but some did. He followed me down to a place called La Puente. Recuerdo este lugar, La Puente. Him and his wife and his oldest son. And there, as I preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Ghost, Brother Moses was convicted of his sins and came to the Lord. And here's what he told me. I was preaching on peace, how you can have peace in your heart. And Moses came to me with tears in his eyes. He said, "Yo no tengo paz. I don't have peace. Yo quiero paz. Yo quiero paz." Tears just rolling. Yes. I want peace.
Yes.
I want peace.
Yes. Yes.
And I told him right up front, the only way you can have peace is turn your back completely on all these other gods.
Yes.
All this other religious
things. Right.
And come to Jesus. That's exactly what him and his wife and his oldest son did. We took them down a few days later and baptized him and his wife and his oldest son in water, Leon and I. And later on, Brother Moses was sanctified holy and baptized with the Holy Ghost. Tiene Espíritu Santo con evidencia de otro lenguas. Now, with the evidence of speaking them with other tongues. Look, Moses was baptized with the Holy Ghost, and he started a church up there. And now we have a beautiful building up there where Brother Moses pastors. And I have with me today one of those treasures out of darkness. But God has given me about 600. And the man that told me I'd be wasting my time from World Missionary Movement now works for our mission. Hallelujah. You know, and I give all the glory to God. Nothing I could do. But the Bible did say ye not 4 months. Say ye not that there are yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Say, why did you go? Because of this. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. Hallelujah. We're not going to change the prophecies that our brother, however they're interpreted, we're not going to change them. They're going to come to pass, every jot and every tittle will come to pass. But one thing we can change is the destination of many souls as we preach the word of God. So I want Brother Bearcloth to come as I'm quoting one other scripture. Lay not up for yourselves upon the earth, treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves do not break up through and steal. For where... My wife's always wondering, you get to started talking on missions, you can't quit. You get talking about the people that the Lord's helping with, you can't quit. No, here's the reason why. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. May the Lord bless you. It's my privilege to bring to you Brother Moses Cardenas. He's going to sing and he's going to preach. And there's no telling. Now, he may do some things that's a little bit different and what we're used to doing. But one thing they do that we do not do as much, they take their liberty in worship. Man, they worship once a month. They start it at 7 o'clock. When they end their service, it's around 6 the next morning. Once a month. Oh, singing and preaching and shouting and glorifying God. They'll preach 3 or 4 messages. And Brother Moses himself was preaching one night on Moses opening the Red Sea. And he preached so hard that he totally passed out. Putting so much into it. So I don't know what he's going to do today.
Thank you.
Dios le bendiga.
Gracias. Gloria a Dios. Panama saluda América.
Panama salutes the United States of America.
Estoy gozando mucho aquí en este lugar.
Many holy people in this place.
Yo sé que Dios está aquí.
I know that the Lord is here.
Me ha disfrutado mucho con ustedes.
I've enjoyed this time much with you.
Y yo sé que va a mover el Espíritu Santo.
I know that the Holy Ghost will move here.
Aunque yo no he oído inglés, pero mi espíritu entiende.
Although I don't speak English, my spirit understands.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sí,
yo quiero cantarle unos himnos de adoración en la cruz, en la cruz.
I would like to sing a song entitled At the Cross, At the Cross.
Aleluya. En las cruz, do primero vi la luz, y la mancha de mi alma yo la ve. Fue allí por fe, yo vi a Jesús, y siempre feliz con él seré. Venció la muerte con poder, al cielo se saltó, confiando en él, en mi placer, morí, no temo yo. En la cruz, do firme, do vi la luz, y la mancha de mi alma yo la ve. Fue allí por fe, yo vi a Jesús, y siempre feliz con él seré. Aunque se fue, solo no estoy, mando consolador. Divino Espíritu de hoy me da perfecto amor. En la cruz, do firme, do vi la luz, y la mancha de mi alma yo la ve. Fue allí por fe, yo vi a Jesús, y siempre feliz con él seré. Pobre mi buen Señor, fue en la cruz tu sangre derramó. Por este amor de pecador, así quien se salvó. Aplauso al Señor. Dale aplauso al Señor. Dale aplauso al Señor.
¿Puedo dar un poquito de testimonio? Un poquito de testimonio.
¿Para mí?
¿Puedo dar un poquito?
Ok.
Doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to the Lord.
Él me ha traído en este lugar.
That God has brought me to this place.
Primero no conocía al Señor.
In the beginning, I did not know the Lord.
También tampoco no conocía la Biblia.
And I did not know the Bible.
No sabía cantar ni alabanza ni adoración.
I did not know how to sing or praise the Lord or worship.
Doy gracias a la hermana Don Rich.
I give thanks to Brother Don Rich.
Por alcanzar mi alma en Cristo.
To reach out to my soul and win me for Christ.
Él me habló acerca de Cristo.
And now I speak about Jesus Christ.
Mi tiempo yo era muy perdido.
In my early times I was very lost.
Fumé cigarrillo.
I smoked cigarettes.
Fumé bebida también ron.
And he drank rum.
Y hice muchas cosas.
I did many bad things.
Pero un día,
but one day,
me habló el hermano, un misionero, acerca de Cristo.
Brother Rich talked to me about Christ.
Yo estoy salvo por Cristo.
I'm saved by Christ.
¿Cuántos son salvos aquí?
How many are saved here?
Aleluya. Mi lugar es muy lejos.
My home is very far away.
Estaba dando al hermano un común testimonio.
Like Brother Rich testified.
Yo vivo muy lejos.
I live very far away.
Yo sé que cuando el hermano Don Rich va en ese lugar,
I know that when Brother Rich was in that place,
muchas lejos sufre muchos.
He suffered much going so far.
A veces cae lluvias.
At times the rain falls.
Río grandes.
And the rivers get large.
Oh, muchos, muchos. Pero doy gracias a Dios que el hermano se está fortalecido.
But I thank the Lord that Brother Rich was strengthened by the Lord to come.
Yes, también ha estado yo feliz antes de venir en este lugar. Yo estaba orando.
I've been very happy to come to this place and I've been praying.
De mi visión.
And regarding my vision.
Tenía 8 meses.
It was 8 months ago.
Antes que decirle hermano, Don Rey me dice, hermano, va para Estados Unidos.
Before that Brother Richard ever told me that I was going to go to the United States.
Oh, yo me quedé pensando, Estados Unidos.
He at times had thought the United States.
Yo estaba acordando de una visión que el Señor me reveló.
I was remembering what the Lord had spoke to me in that vision.
Llevaba un libro de San Marco.
I carried the Bible of St. Mark.
16:15.
Okay, chapter 16, verse 15.
Ahí llevaba la palabra de que ir a predicar.
The Bible says there, go and preach.
El evangelio a toda criatura.
The gospel to every creature.
Creyere y fuere bautizado.
Those that believe will be baptized.
Y será salvo.
And they will be saved.
El que no creyere será condenado.
And those that do not believe will be condemned.
Y cuando monté un avión grande en Irlanda, de América.
When he got to the great big airlines of American
corazón
Airlines.
Comenzó a temblar.
He began to shake in his heart.
Y el avión se elevó.
And the plane took off.
Y yo estaba mirando abajo.
He was looking out the window down.
Era puro mar.
And all he could see was the sea.
Yo estaba acordando la visión.
He was remembering the vision. God had spoken to him.
La gran comisión.
The sea. The great commission.
La gran comisión. Dios me ha preparado en lugar.
God has prepared me in this place.
Dios primero Jesús lo preparó los 12 discípulos.
Before that they sent, the Lord sent out the disciples, he prepared them.
Así que estoy preparado para llevar su mensaje.
He prepared them to carry the message.
Amén.
Amen.
Así que doy gracias al pastor que está aquí.
I give thanks to the pastor that is here.
Y su esposa, ¿no?
Esposa, sí.
Su esposa.
And his wife as well.
Y esposa del hermano Don Rey.
And the wife of Brother Rich.
Mi padre espiritual.
His father, his spiritual father.
Y me gozo toda la iglesia.
And I'm very happy with you.
La Biblia dice que nosotros somos pueblo especial del Señor.
The Bible says that we are a special, peculiar people of the Lord.
Así que somos pueblo de Dios.
We are the people of God.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
How many people say glory to God?
Vamos a abrir nuestra Biblia.
Let's look in our Bibles.
El libro de San Marco.
Book of Mark.
Marco 10, verso 46.
Book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Si lo encuentras, dile amén.
If you found it, say amen. Amen.
Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. En nombre del Padre, en el Hijo y el Espíritu Santo.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Entonces vinieron a Jericó, al salir del Jericó y con sus discípulos, a unos grandes multitud de Berconeo, el ciego y el tineo estaba sentado junto al camino, y bendigando. Y oyendo que Jesús Nazareno, que comenzaba a dar voces y decir, Jesús, Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí. Y muchos le reprendían para que callase, pero él clamaba mucho y dijo, Hijo de David, ten misericordia. Y entonces Jesús, deteniéndose, y mandó llamarle, y llamando al ciego, y diciendo, ten confianza. Y delante de ellos. Y entonces arrojando sus capas y levantó y vino a Jesús. Y respondiendo Jesús le dijo, ¿Qué quiere que te haga? Y el ciego le dijo, Maestro, restaura mi vista. Y Jesús le dijo, vete, tu fe ha salvado y ha seguido, recobró la vista, hasta con Jesús él caminó.
Book of Mark 16, or chapter, excuse me, chapter 10, 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Praise the Lord.
Orémonos.
Let's pray.
Padre amado que está en los cielos.
Oh,
aleluya.
God,
oh, tan grande.
Your word real to our hearts,
Oh, tú eres rey,
Señor. Give us, Lord, of your anointing.
Porque tú eres necesitamos, Dios.
Oh, your word. Oh,
tú eres grande, maravilloso, mi Dios. Espíritu Santo, aleluya. Oh, gracias, Jesucristo, Señor. Gracias, mi hermano, Señor.
Oh, morning we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
¿Está listo?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quiero hablar acerca fe.
I would like to speak about faith this morning.
Este hombre, Bartimeo,
this man Bartimaeus,
estaba físicamente ciego.
He was physically blind.
Yes. Su nacimiento, su vientre de su madre nació ciego.
When he was born blind.
Era su gran, ya creció de su ceguera espiritual.
And as well, he grew up blind spiritually.
Yes. Él bendigaba en cada día en el camino.
He was begging every day in the street.
Él no veía el sol, el día en el mundo, no veía, todo el ciego vivía.
He couldn't see the sun or the moon or the stars. He couldn't even see the street.
No, no. Nada, no veía nada.
He could not see anything.
Y la gente y ahí oían acerca del Señor Jesucristo.
And when the people were passing by, he heard about Jesus.
Pero un día,
and one day,
en Jericó venía caminando Jesús con su discípulo.
And one day Jesus himself came into Jericho with his disciples.
Él comenzó a caminar.
He began to walk.
Ahí estaba el padre del ciego Bartimeo y el Bartimeo.
Amen. And Bartimaeus began to cry out.
Y él oyó así en su mente.
And he thought in his mind.
Él oyó que pasaba Jesús ahí en ese lugar.
That Jesus was going to pass by that place.
Él comenzó a oír.
He began to listen.
Jesús Nazareno.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Va a pasar ahí.
Is going to pass by this way.
Y la gente había multitud.
And there was a multitude he could hear.
Y él comenzó a pensar,
he began to think, Jesus.
Pero él estaba ciego, no veía nada.
But he was blind, he couldn't see anyone.
Amén.
Amen.
Yo era ciego.
I was blind.
No conocía nada.
I did not know anyone.
Pero Cristo me abrió mis ojos. Ahora estoy alabando a Dios.
But Jesus opened my eyes and now I praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Vamos a darle aplauso fuerte.
Let's give a thank offering to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesús comenzó a caminar.
Jesus began to walk.
Y las multitudes estaban ahí.
And the multitude was there with him.
Y Bartimeo comenzó a gritar.
Blind Bartimaeus began to cry out.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Hijo de David.
Son of David.
Ten misericordia de mí.
Have mercy on me.
Y la gente multitud dice, cállese.
And the multitude said, be quiet.
No grites.
Don't scream.
Y Bartimeo comenzó a gritar, Jesús.
But blind Bartimeus just rose up his voice and said, Jesus.
Y él comenzó a gritar, Jesús, ten misericordia de mí.
Jesus, have mercy on me. Hallelujah.
Y Jesús comenzó, ¿quién me está gritando? ¿Quién me
Jesus
está llamando?
Was looking around thinking, who's crying out at me?
Ahí estaba el hombre ciego.
There's a man that's blind.
Y Dios, trae, por favor, venga.
He said, bring him to me.
Amén.
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 Vamos a darle aplauso fuerte al Señor.
Let's thank the Lord with a hand clap this morning.
Aleluya.
Praise the Lord.
Bartimeo se despojó su capa.
Blind Bartimaeus cast off his garment.
Y se acercó al Señor.
He came to the Lord.
Jesús pregunta a Bartimeo, ¿qué quiere que te haga?
Jesus asked him a question, what do you want me to do for you?
Y él le dice, Señor, quiero que tú me abres mis vistas.
Lord, what I want you to do is open up my sight,
quiero
my
que me
eyes.
Abre la vista y me restaure mi vista.
Restore unto me my sight that I may see.
Y él dice, cree, has puesto tu fe en el Señor.
He said, believe, have you put your faith in the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Jesús le dice, sí. Bartimeo dice, sí.
And blind Bartimaeus responded, yes, I have.
Mi fe ha dado al Señor.
My faith has been given to Jesus Christ.
I
want you to restore my sight.
De momento, el Señor lo tocó.
And in a moment, the Lord touched him.
Nosotros tenemos un Cristo que es sanador.
We have a Christ that's a healer.
Nosotros tenemos un médico también es Cristo.
And our doctor is Christ.
Amén.
Amén.
Bartimeo. Él recibió la vista.
Blind Bartimaeus received his
él
sight.
Comenzó a seguir a Jesús.
And he began to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesús es bueno con nosotros.
Jesus is good to us.
Yo era, mi tiempo era perdido.
In my time when I was lost.
No conocía la voluntad de Dios.
I did not know the will of God.
Perdido.
I was lost.
Pero un día,
one day,
él me libertó.
He liberated me.
Todo pecado,
of all sin.
Toda cosa que yo hacía el mundo.
All the things of the world.
Ahora que yo soy hombre libre.
Now he's a free man.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
¿Cuántos son libres?
How many are free here this morning?
Jesús vino.
Jesus came.
En esta tierra.
Into this land.
Para perdonar el pecado.
To forgive sin.
Yes. Él murió por mí, por usted.
And he died for you and me.
Yes, no quiero adelantarle, pero yo ha traído, ha preparado aquí, en otro templo. Acerca la tumba vacía.
He said he's not going to preach here, but he's going to preach in another place about the empty tomb.
Dios me ha preparado para traer mensaje.
But God has prepared me to bring the message.
Pero tenemos que tener fe.
But we must come with faith.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Bartimeo tenía fe en el Señor. Él, la gente decía, cállese.
Blind Bartimaeus was the one that had faith, but the multitude said, be quiet.
Y él comenzó a decir, Jesús, ten misericordia.
But it didn't stop him. He cried out the more, Lord, have mercy on me.
Y muchas, hoy día, este templo tan hermoso que está.
And today, this church building is very beautiful.
Aquí es adorarle a Dios.
This is the place where we worship God.
Nosotros, un día, yo estaba... la hermana estaba cantando unos alabanza o un himno.
And the other day he was singing hymns and praises.
Mi hermano me dice estamos cantando en las patria celestial.
And one day we're going to sing in the heavenly place.
Oh, yo comencé a tocar mi corazón, mi espíritu. Oh.
My spirit, my heart began to lift up. One day.
Un día. La Biblia dice, un día nosotros reuniremos allá en el cielo.
One day we'll be reunited all together in the heavens.
No habrá diferente lengua.
There's not going to be different languages then.
Choco tiene problema con inglés.
That's right, because Choco, you just can't understand English.
Pero allá arriba, ya no más.
But in heaven, no more language difference. Let's give the Lord thanks. Amen.
Bartimeo fue con su fe, fue, recibió la vista.
Through his faith, blind Bartimaeus received his sight.
Amen.
Amen.
Él tuvo mucho tiempo ciego.
He had much time as a blind man.
Mucho tiempo.
Very much time.
Pero tenemos que gritarle a Jesús.
But si, we must cry out to the Lord.
Si a veces nosotros tenemos problemas, tenemos que decirle, Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros.
If at times we have problems, we need to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Él es que todo nos ayuda.
And God will help us with everything.
En un texto dice, si estás cansado o cargado, yo haré descansar.
The Bible says, if you're heavy and burdened down, I will give you rest.
Yes. Quizás yo estaba cargado y que, yes, con pecado.
If you're burdened down with sin.
Pero Cristo todo me dejó.
Jesus can take care of all of that sin burden.
Hoy día estoy siguiendo al Señor.
We're falling, then we can follow the Lord. We can clap our hands and worship the Lord and follow Him.
Por eso, vamos, nosotros tenemos que darle gracias al Señor.
For these things, we should be willing to give the Lord thanks.
Ni pensaba conocer América.
I was thinking, will I know the United States of America?
Dios sí sabía.
And God knew.
En esta nación tan grande.
In this big, great nation.
Tenemos un Dios.
There is a living God.
Un Dios que hizo el cielo y la tierra.
The God that made the heavens and the earth.
Jesucristo fue nacido de una madre. De una madre.
Jesus Christ was born of a mother.
Y Jesús murió por nosotros.
And Jesus died for us.
Cuando vino aquí a la tierra, había muchas enfermedades.
When he entered the land, there was much sickness.
Pero él murió en la cruz por perdonar nuestros pecados.
But he died on the cross to forgive us of our sins.
Él es Rey de Gloria, el Rey de Gloria.
He is the King of Glory, the King of Glory.
Juan daba testimonio.
John gave testimony.
He aquí el Cordero que quita el pecado.
Behold, the Lamb of God.
Él. Él decía, atrás de mí viene. Juan daba testimonio, atrás de mí viene.
John said, there's one that cometh after me who's mightier than I.
Yo bautizo en agua.
I baptize in water.
Pero atrás de mí viene.
But after me.
Él va a bautizar con el Espíritu de fuego, con el Espíritu de Dios.
The one that comes is going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Cuando yo recibí el Espíritu Santo, que yo saltaba.
When I received the Holy Ghost, I was jumping up and just shaking my hands.
Y hoy día la iglesia hay que buscar el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
And I've come to look for that baptism of the Holy Ghost to fall.
Cuando dice en libro Hechos 1, libro Hechos 1,
in the book of Acts chapter 1,
dice Hechos 1, aleluya, gloria a Dios. Dice Hechos 1, pero recibiréis poder cuando haya venido y sobre vosotros y el Espíritu Santo.
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me in all Jerusalem and in Judea and unto the uttermost parts of the world.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Dios, todo que es ello, la iglesia hay que estar unánimes.
We must be in one accord.
Tener fe.
We must come with faith.
Como Bartimeo.
Like blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimeo tenía fe.
He had faith, Bartimaeus.
Pero estaba ciego.
But he was blind.
Así también Nosotros no tenemos el Espíritu Santo, pero si nosotros ponemos fe, el Espíritu Santo puede bautizar.
If we've not yet received the Holy Ghost, we can come to Him with faith and He'll baptize us with the Holy Ghost.
Él puede bautizar.
He was baptized.
Él, Jesús, lo abrió los ojos.
Jesus Christ opened up His eyes.
De Bartimeo.
Of Bartimaeus.
A veces nosotros duramos.
At times we're hard.
¿Qué tal Bartimeo estaba gritando Jesús? Y la gente decía, cállese.
At times we're the ones that say, when blind Bartimaeus is crying out, please be quiet.
Pero si fuera obedecido y se iba a quedar callado, no lo iba a recibir la vista.
But if he would have been quiet, he would not have received anything that day.
Pero él comenzó a gritar.
And that's why he cried out. He said, Lord.
Nosotros todo el día tenemos que decir, Jesús, ten misericordia de nosotros.
And we must every day cry out, Lord, have mercy on us.
Porque sabemos que Jesucristo él murió por nosotros.
Because we know that Christ died for our sins.
Él es el lirio del valle.
And he's the lily of the valley.
Él es la estrella resplandeciente de la mañana.
He's the bride of the morning star.
Él es el único.
He's the only one.
Él murió en la cruz.
That died on the cross. And he rose again.
Ahora está sentado en la diestra.
And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Junto con su padre.
With his Father.
Oh, un momento, un día vendrá Jesús.
In a moment, Jesus Christ is going to come.
Estamos orando en Panamá.
We're looking in Panama.
En Panamá, en el momento, hay mucho difícil crisis.
In just a moment in Panama, there's many difficulties that can rise up.
Me gozo por la iglesia Río de Vida.
And I'm happy for the church River of Life.
Río de Vida, la santidad.
River of Life and holiness.
Es una iglesia que llegó en Panamá.
And that's the church that I have in Panama.
No es que porque la iglesia se fue a Río de Vida a Panamá, hay muchas iglesias en Panamá.
He said there's many churches in Panama.
Pero hay una iglesia. Mucho que anuncian.
There's many churches that announce the gospel.
Hay una doctrina dicen todavía que tú puedes tomar y tú puedes alabar al Señor.
There's a doctrine that says you can drink alcohol and you can still clap and praise the Lord.
En Panamá está sucediendo todo esto.
All of these things are happening in Panama.
Oh, yo no creo eso.
I don't believe in that.
Oh, yo quiero santificar mi cuerpo.
I want to sanctify myself for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Porque él es santo.
Because God is holy.
Yes. Él es santo.
He is holy.
Dios es santo.
God is holy.
Yes. Él es santo y santo, santo.
He's
santo.
Holy, holy, holy.
Aleluya. Bartimeo, él recibió la vista.
Blind Bartimaeus received his sight.
Estaba feliz.
He was happy.
Contentos.
Can you imagine how content and happy he was? He saw the sun, he saw the light.
Él comenzó a andar contento, feliz.
He began to walk with Jesus happy.
Yo así también mis tiempos.
I can see as well.
Oh, yo amanecía tomando.
I remember when I drank.
A veces yo fuera de mi casa.
I remember at times I would leave my house.
A veces venía.
I would come back drunk.
A veces yo pegaba a mi esposa.
At times I hit my wife.
A veces yo maltrataba mis hijos.
At times I mistreated my
a
own children.
Yo tumbaba toda la casa.
And I would throw all the things out of my house.
Yo estaba bien encadenado con el pecado.
I was very bound by sin.
Pero hoy día no tengo eso, tengo libertad.
But today I don't have those things anymore. I have liberty.
El Espíritu de Dios vino sobre mí.
Because the Spirit of God is upon me. And now I'm a testimony and I want a witness for the Lord.
Porque Dios me libertó.
Because God liberated me.
Yeah. Yo soy hombre libre.
I'm a free man.
Yeah. Yo soy testigo del poder de Cristo.
I'm a testimony of the power of God.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Doy gracias al Señor.
I give thanks to the Lord.
De lugares nunca yo no miraba esto.
I've never seen these things.
Yo estoy aquí parado en un lugar santísimo.
I'm in a very holy place.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
De mi llamamiento, Dios me ha llamado.
When God called me to this place.
Vuelvo, repito.
¿Cómo otra vez?
Vuelvo otra vez, le digo mi testimonio.
I want to give again my testimony.
No conocía la Biblia.
I did not know the Bible.
No sabía cantar.
I didn't know how to sing.
Pero Dios me ha enseñado.
But God taught me.
Dios me ha preparado.
God prepared me. And today I serve the Lord
una manera especial.
In a very special way.
La Biblia es una especial pan.
The Bible is a very special pan.
Pan.
Oh, it's a very special bread.
Sí. Por eso le doy gracias a mi Dios.
For this I give thanks to the Lord.
Yo sé que yo estoy aquí en este lugar en Estados Unidos.
I know that I'm in this place in the United States.
Ha tenido mucha experiencia.
And I'm having lots of experiences.
Oh, mucho hermano en Panamá, hermano Moisés está en Estados Unidos.
There's a lot of brothers in Panama saying, "Hey, brother Moses, he's over there in the United States."
No voy a caminar, sino voy a predicar.
I did not come here just to drive around and look. I came here to preach.
Hoy estoy predicando.
And now I'm preaching.
La gran fe.
The great faith.
Va como Bartimeo.
Of blind Bartimaeus.
Que hizo Jesús la maravilla y sanó.
And his faith caused the Lord to do a great miracle in his life.
Jesús levantaba los cojos.
Dios, sorry about that. God raised up the dead, the deaf.
Y él levantaba los cojos, los ciegos, todo.
He raises up the deaf, heals the deaf and the blind.
Él sanó muchos.
He healed many.
Yo creo que nosotros hoy estamos en día grande hoy.
We live in a great day.
Yes. Estamos alabando a Dios.
We are praising the Lord.
Dios lo bendiga.
God bless you.
Con esta pequeña palabra.
With this, I leave you with this small word this morning.
Si alguien tiene Jesucristo,
if someone has Jesus Christ in their heart,
usted está completamente bien.
You are in every whit whole.
Pero si usted no tiene tu nombre en los libros de la vida,
but if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
te hace falta.
Then you will lack much.
Jesús está hablando, escríbese, recibe mi nombre.
Jesus is writing and saying, receive me.
O si esta noche, este mañana, si tiene alguno, tiene problema,
if someone here has problems this morning,
Dios puede resolver tu problema.
God can resolve your problems.
Nosotros podemos orar.
We can pray.
O si tú te sientes como enfermo,
if you're here sick this morning,
Él lo puede sanar.
God can heal you this
morning.
La
Biblia dice, por su llaga seremos sanados.
The Bible says, with his stripes we are healed.
Porque Él es sanador.
Because he is our healer.
¿Cuántos los creen?
How many believe that this morning?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ponémonos de pies.
Let's stand this morning.
Tenga fe en Cristo.
Have faith in Jesus Christ.
Porque Cristo es bueno.
Because Jesus is good.
Hallelujah. Vamos a adorarnos a Dios.
Let's raise our hands and praise the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Padre,
hallelujah. Thank
gracias,
you, Lord, for your grace.
Gracias, Padre, Espíritu.
God, for the faith of a man, Lord. Oh, that reached out and was unwilling to stop till it received God that for which he asked. Dear Lamb of God, we love you this morning. Oh, help us to reach out to you and to receive God at your hand this morning. Oh, thank you for the testimony of our brother, Lord. So far away, God. Oh, that you're able to do anything, Lord, to them that believe on you. Oh, Rita Santo Ritia, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you.
¿Alguno no tiene Jesucristo? ¿Alguno, si no tiene Jesucristo, se puede acercar para aceptar al Señor?
If there's someone here this morning that you've not yet received Christ as your Savior, I'd like you to come forward.
O se siente o afligido o algo dolor enfermo, Jesucristo te puede sanar.
Or if you're here this morning and you're afflicted or you're sick this morning, Jesus Christ wants to heal you.
Al Señor.
Let's come forward, those that are sick, those that are lost. Come forward this morning and we'll pray.
Este lugar, él está aquí.
Because this place is provided here for us.
Él está aquí.
He is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Todo lo tiene a Cristo?
Does everyone here have Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Si no lo tiene Jesucristo,
if you do not have Jesus,
un momento Jesús viene.
In just a moment, Jesus Christ can come
yo
and
en gran comisión.
And you can walk and fulfill the Great Commission.
Creyere fuere bautizado,
those that believe shall be baptized in my
será
name,
salvo,
and they will be saved.
Si el que no creyere, sería condenado.
And those that do not, that refuse, will be condemned.
Ese dice el Señor.
This is what the Lord says.
Todo en Panamá,
all of those in Panama,
en nivel del mundo, casi es,
and whatever level or station in life,
estamos predicando el evangelio.
We're going to preach the gospel.
Todo que oiga la palabra de Dios.
All that hear the Bible,
creyere fuere bautizado,
and believe shall be baptized,
salvo,
and will be saved.
¿Alguien necesita al Señor?
Someone here, do you need to receive Jesus this morning?
Joven?
A young person.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Is there a young person that needs to receive the Lord this morning? Come forward.
Si
we're waiting
está,
for you.
Un familia enfermo en los hospitales,
if you have a family member sick in the hospital.
Anoche yo estaba orando un hermano de Gary, un hermano en el hospital. Tuvimos ayer orando.
Yesterday, last night I was praying for a brother that we visited in the hospital.
Anoche yo estaba orando por esa alma.
And I was praying for his soul.
Señor, sánelo a él.
Lord, heal him.
El Señor lo va a levantar él.
And the Lord's going to raise him up.
Eso es que nosotros, yo ando en gran comisión.
This is how we walk in the Great Commission.
Dios me ha enviado una manera importante. Yo soy su instrumento.
God has sent me with a message that's very important.
Amén.
Praise the Lord.
Gracias al Señor. Vamos a recibir al hermano Don Rey.
Aleluya. Brother Rich, would you?
Gracias. Oh, gracias, Señor.
Aleluya. God bless you, Brother Moses. Well, he did a good job. Brother Moses couldn't read, and God taught him to read. That's a miracle.
Yes, yes, it is.
I'm going to say with Brother Moses, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord, yes, you need to come right now and accept the Lord. We'll pray with you. The Lord will save you, and you can walk out of here a real child of the King. Anyone, lift your hand and say, "Preacher man, pray for me. I want to be saved. I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved." Hallelujah. You know, there's nothing impossible with God. And up that river where Brother Moses lives, the people are so poor. Moses' home. We're going to try to help him some here. We've already got some bowls and stuff to send back to his family through Brother Gary. Moses arrived here, didn't have any decent clothes to wear. And we give Brother Gary Edenfield's church credit this morning. I believe they said they bought him about four outfits. And he told me yesterday, "I'm a rich man. Yo hombre rico. I'm a rich man." Well, at their house, they have no plates or anything like that. And Sister Claudia, Brother Moses' wife, she has a 12-inch board, maybe 14-inch. And it's long. And they did have nine children. They've lost one now through death. But she'd take and boil hot water, wash off that board, and each meal, dump a pile of rice here, another pile of rice there, another pile of rice and fish there, whatever they had. Those little children settle down. And so we're getting better things for them now. And thank God for it. And we thank the people that's helped us. Plus, at this present time, we're raising money for Bibles. We have Hermano Seldonio, in the area of Hermano Seldonio. We were there to give away Bibles, and we had over 100 Bibles with us, and we thought it'd be sufficient. We had over 200 people over. We wouldn't give them 12 years old above, had to be 12 years old or above. Now, some of the brethren are saying that we should give it those as 10 years old or above, because the 10-year-olds need Bibles too. That's right, but you know, it's hard to supply the entire nation of Panama. But we had people lined up to receive Bibles, long line. We ran out of Bibles before we could give everyone Bibles. I saw grown men. One man reminded me of Brother Peach. He was a little bit stockier than most of the Indians, and that's a compliment. And but he's about your height, and he started crying because he did not get a Bible about your age. I thought, that's pitiful. People crying. But we have so much. So while I was here, Brother Bill, I hope you don't mind, but one of your members gave me $400 for Bibles. I buy 100 Bibles. So we give God praise for that. We're getting Bibles together. And I told him the next time I come, we're going to have Bibles for everyone. And so Brother Moses, I think he did real good to never preach with an interpreter. And never, this is the first time to ever preach in the United States. Now, this man can preach when he's preaching to his people. Don't think he can't preach. And he would have been off of this platform all down in there when he's at home. I know this is a strange place to him, but I think he did a wonderful job. And I'm going to turn the service back to Brother Bill when I say this, Brother Bill Prescott, without Brother Barraclough, the first time you ever interpreted for him. And did a good job too. Amen. So we appreciate him coming to help us. And we're going to Brother Yates tonight, as Brother Prescott said, different places. And then later on in the convention, a interpreter that Brother Moses is familiar with is going.